Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Social Security Playbook, How to Avoid Costly Mistakes, Navigate Medicare, and Maximize Your Retirement Benefits by Theo Keller is a practical retirement planning guide focused on two areas that often create costly and lasting consequences: Social Security claiming decisions and Medicare enrollment choices. Rather than presenting itself as a broad guide to investing, estate planning, or lifestyle in retirement, the book is positioned as a focused playbook for people approaching the point where benefit decisions become urgent and difficult to reverse. Its purpose is to help readers understand the timing, coordination, and eligibility issues that affect retirement income and medical coverage. The book emphasizes informed decision-making, especially around claiming age, spousal protection, disability interactions, Medicare deadlines, and public service employment considerations, because the available information identifies it as a chapter-by-chapter guide with applied examples and action planning. Its value lies in translating complex benefit rules into a structured process for avoiding mistakes and improving lifetime outcomes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, choosing a Social Security claiming age as a lifetime income decision. A central concern of the Social Security playbook is the decision of when to claim Social Security benefits. The book treats claiming age not as a simple preference question, but as a lifetime income decision with consequences that can extend across decades. Claiming early can provide immediate cash flow, but it may reduce monthly benefits permanently. Waiting can increase the monthly amount, but it requires enough financial flexibility to delay income and enough confidence that the higher benefit will be useful over time. The practical importance of this topic is that many retirees focus on the first payment rather than the cumulative effect of the claiming decision. Keller's framing, based on the available description, encourages readers to compare outcomes rather than rely on habit, anxiety, or informal advice. This is especially relevant for people who have looked at their Social Security statement and are unsure whether the projected numbers represent the best possible result. The topic stands out because it connects a single administrative choice with broader retirement security, including cash flow planning, longevity risk, and the need to preserve income in later retirement. Secondly, avoiding irreversible mistakes in benefit elections and enrollment timing. The book repeatedly emphasizes that some Social Security and Medicare decisions are difficult or impossible to undo. This gives the guide its practical urgency. In retirement planning, many mistakes can be adjusted over time, such as spending levels or portfolio allocations. But benefit elections and enrollment deadlines often have more rigid rules. The book's promise to help readers avoid mistakes that cannot be undone suggests a focus on decision points where timing, eligibility, and paperwork matter. This includes knowing when an application should be filed, understanding how work status or disability may affect benefits, and recognizing that delay or misunderstanding can create long-term reductions or penalties. The value of this approach is that it moves retirement planning from general aspiration to procedural accuracy. Readers are not only asked to think about what they want from retirement, but also to identify which administrative choices must be made correctly and on time. This topic is important because many households approach Social Security and Medicare separately, even though decisions in one area can influence financial security in the other. Thirdly, coordinating Medicare enrollment with retirement and Social Security decisions. Medicare is presented as a major part of the book's retirement framework rather than a separate health insurance afterthought. The available description highlights Medicare enrollment deadlines and permanent penalties, which are among the most consequential issues for people nearing age 65. The practical challenge is that Medicare timing may depend on work status, employer coverage, disability, and whether a person is already receiving Social Security. A reader who assumes that enrollment will happen automatically, or that a late decision can be corrected without cost, may face penalties or gaps in coverage. Keller's guide appears to address this by placing Medicare within a broader retirement timeline. This is useful because health coverage is both a medical and financial issue. Premium penalties, missed enrollment windows, and confusion about coordination with existing coverage can reduce retirement income and create avoidable stress. By linking Medicare with Social Security planning, the book encourages readers to build a unified benefits calendar. That emphasis differentiates it from guides that discuss claiming strategies without giving equal attention to the medical coverage rules that often arrive at the same stage of life. Social Security claiming choices are not purely individual, because one person's decision can affect household income and survivor protection. The book's positioning specifically asks readers to consider whether a spouse is protected, which indicates attention to coordinated claiming rather than isolated benefit maximization. This matters because couples often have different earnings histories, ages, health expectations, and income needs. A strategy that produces the highest immediate household income may not be the same strategy that best protects the lower earning or longer living spouse. survivor benefits can make the timing of a higher earner's claim particularly important, since the long-term household impact may become most visible only after one spouse dies. The value of this discussion is not merely technical. It helps readers think in terms of household resilience. Benefit planning must account for the possibility that retirement income needs will continue after one income source disappears. By including spousal and survivor considerations, the book broadens the concept of maximizing benefits from individual gain to durable financial support for the household. Lastly, building a personalized action plan instead of relying on generic advice. The Social Security Playbook is described as including a personal action plan and applied strategies illustrated through real couple scenarios. Even without relying on unverified details of those examples, this signals an important method the book aims to turn rules into individualized decisions. Social Security and Medicare guidance is often hard to use because rules are explained in isolation, while real households face overlapping variables such as age, work history, health insurance, marital status, disability, and public service employment. A personalized plan helps readers identify which rules apply to them, what decisions must be made first, and which assumptions need verification through official records or professional advice. This topic is especially relevant for people who worked in government, education, or public service, because their employment histories may require closer review than a standard private sector case. The action plan emphasis also reduces the risk of overgeneralization. Rather than suggesting that one claiming age or one Medicare path is always best, the book appears to guide readers toward a structured evaluation of their own situation. Its practical strength lies in encouraging preparation before deadlines arrive. In conclusion, the Social Security Playbook is best suited for readers approaching retirement who need a focused guide to Social Security and Medicare decisions rather than a broad retirement philosophy. It is particularly relevant for people who are close to claiming benefits, reviewing their Social Security statements, comparing early versus delayed claiming, planning with a spouse, or trying to understand Medicare enrollment deadlines. It may also be useful for readers with government, education, or public service work histories who suspect their situation requires closer attention. The practical benefit of the book is that it frames retirement benefits as a sequence of decisions with long-term consequences, not as automatic programs that can be handled casually. Its intellectual benefit is clarity. It helps readers see how claiming age, spousal protection, disability, Medicare timing, and household income planning can interact. Compared with many retirement books that cover investing, lifestyle design, taxes, and estate issues in broad strokes, this book stands out by narrowing its scope. Its value comes from concentration. It focuses on costly benefit mistakes, irreversible timing choices, and a personalized action plan. That makes it most useful as a decision guide for a specific retirement transition, rather than as a complete manual for every aspect of later life financial planning. If you would like to support Theo Keller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.